WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Y'all, this is Dawn Robinson, formerly of In Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. My girls! I love you all.
With Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
It's Leon. That's right, Leon, for some of your favorite movies. And I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here, they're here with me. Stay here, they're here with me. Stay here, they're here with
me. Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway, no, she doesn't. She just cause she wasn't even there actually. But anyway,
all our offers though, Jay.
I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
What's on? So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just.
Fuzzy Poo, what's
that? Happy hump day. Where's Foster?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good, I'm good. I'm sitting here sucking on these turtles.
Sucking on turtles. All right now.
They used to be called, although I have to say, Russell Stofers is definitely getting on my nerves because what they're selling now is not what I grew up on.
Yes, you are first. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Hey.
And we're so happy to see you. How about that? Love on. So what's the difference here? You have to tell me about the flavor. What's going on?
First of all, that's all that caramel goodness. First of all, They used to be called, well, the original maker of these things was called Katie Dix back in the day.
We're called what?
Katie Dix.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then they changed their names to Turtles later on. That's what people most famously know them as. But,
right.
But they were called Katie Dix, and they were in those metal tins that you had to, you know, open it up, and it was easy.
I remember those.
Yes, and you can use the metal tin for anything you wanted afterwards. My mother loved those, so we would you thought you were special if she gave you a tin after it was done because you could put your little stuff in it. And I had a lot of little stuff that I like to put away, but the turtles were like big and had a whole lot of, you know, nuts in them, and they just like ooey gooey and just filled with love. And these little flat things that Russell Stovers, those weren't Russell Stovers. He bit.
Okay.
Katie Dix was the move. And I don't even know. I'm going to have to look it up and see if they still sell those, because that's what I really want, because that's what I grew up on. But the closest thing to Katie Dix was the Russell Stovers. And they used to come in the box. Now they come in this bag, like just reducing stuff all over. And they're so flat. And if you get a few nuts, you're lucky. The taste is the same, but it's just not full of love like they used to be. Now I eat them because I'm a sweet fanatic. But, you know.
Yeah. Where are your glasses, Auntie?
Oh, yeah. My glasses are right here.
But can you see? Because if you can see, you good.
I can see, but, you know, after a while, these help me with the glare because I don't like headaches.
Oh, I see. I feel you.
Yeah.
So good looking out.
You can see they're tired already.
Exactly. It's one of those days, man. It has been one of those days. Good evening, Sandra. How are you?
Good evening. You watching at work? I want to work with you.
Exactly. That must be the bomb job. Yep. Well, I'm going to the basement. I'll be back, y'all. It's gone for about 2 hours. That's what's up.
So,
Marsha Bonner, what's up, baby?
Move!
What's up?
Marsha Bonner in the building,
you know,
yeah.
The one and only. So yeah, how was your weekend? I know it's the middle of the week already, but
chock full of, you know, I've just been on the grind and I'm having difficulty sleeping, so anytime I sleep I get up and say, hey, there's something I could do, so it becomes that. But good, no highs, no lows, although, you know, got a little low, but, you know, hoping to make sure everything on standby to make sure everything's okay with, you know, something I really can't disclose, but I'm just saying prayers, you know, sending prayers out, and hopefully we'll hear something back soon. But you, on the other hand,
yeah, me,
had a pre-birthday delight.
I really did.
I want to hear about your experience this time.
Can I just tell you? Oh, right, because the last time you were a part of it, you were a part of my experience.
Well, you know, I was on espionage that night, so.
That was dope, though. That was dope, man. One thing that you all will learn about me is that I don't have a good memory for shit except for when if somebody does me grimy or if somebody does me lovely. Those two things, I just don't forget, you know. Like, you know that expression, you may not remember what someone does, but you remember how they made you feel.
Facts.
That shit is so true. Happy hump day, Miss DJ.
Hey, Miss DJ. Ooh, we already cursing.
You know, I'm cussing from sun up to sun down, okay? But in a good way. Anyway, this was one of the best weekends that I've had in a long time. That's all I have to say about that. I mean, I'll save that piece for last, but to run off some other quick things, Cheryl asked me to sing.
When? Tonight?
No, no, not tonight. That was over the weekend. She asked me. She told me that she was approached to get the choir together. You know, Cheryl is good with harmonies. Cheryl can conduct. Cheryl can arrange the voices and tell them their parts and blah blah blah. And Cheryl can sing the heck out of a lead, all angelic and shit, right?
Yes, she can. Yes, she can.
So she said, yeah, I've got this one and that one on tenor and this one and that one on alto and I'm making call to this one and that one for the soprano and that'll be cool. And then we're going to call this one over there for the keys. And I was like, okay, all right, that sounds good. That's great. Where's this going to be, you know, virtual or is this someplace I have to come around people and support? I have a couple of masks for that, you know. And she was like, it's going to be in person. I was like, okay. So I ain't saying
Christmas
nothing.
Music?
You know. Huh?
What kind of music? Christmas music?
Gospel. So I say it all the time. I'm not a singer. I can't.
Wait in the water cheering.
You know, but I have been known. Actually, I was the minister, the songwriting minister for our church at one point. And I have written quite a few songs and conducted some choirs myself and have sung alto many a time.
Alto.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Cheryl said, well, when she was telling me about this, she said, oh, and I didn't ask you because you said you don't sing anymore. I said, hey, that's cool. That's fine. You know, my feelings, you can't even see the space of how much my feelings were hurt because it really wasn't. It was like, damn, you could have asked me. I would have said no, but it would have been nice to ask. You know, that's that extroverted introvert thing. Introvert, you know, like I'm not coming to the party, but please invite me. I want to be invited. I ain't coming.
But see, you know what? Pause. I'm gonna let you finish.
But after a while, you keep not coming. Nobody, they not gonna invite you, right?
You know, I got told off many years ago by my BFF. And I never did that again. You know, she read me like within an inch of my life. And I just sit there like, I'm sorry.
For which part?
Go ahead and finish.
Okay. So anyway, one of the people that she invited, I'm talking too much, so I'm not going to say too much, but I was like, so these are the cast of characters. You know, this is my little ego, right? But I can't sing better than none of them, so whatever. So anyway, she went to the first rehearsal. And I was like, how'd everything go? She's like, oh, it was good. And she was like, so... if I asked you nicely, would you sing? I was like, well, if you ask me anything you want from me, you know, I'll do whatever you ask. Trust me. That's it. And so she said, well, you know, you can sing alto. Here's the part. Ding. I was like, oh, yeah. She said, can you just try it for me? So I did it. She said, oh, that was good. You could do it. I was like, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can sustain, you know.
She was Lord.
Do you want to try out tenor? Now, I've always wanted to sing tenor, but they never let me in. The tenors never let me in. I said, well, give me the tenor part. Let me see. Let me hear it. And she sang it, and I did it. And she said, "Well, either one, you got them both. Whichever one you feel more comfortable with, you got the note. You sound good in both." I was like, "Wow! Either I'm getting better, or she's losing her hearing. But either way, it made me feel nice."
Do a Layla Hathaway and sing both.
Sing
notes
both
at
the same time. Oh Jesus! You know,
isn't that amazing? What a gift.
That is insane. That is insane. So that was one thing that was really nice. Another thing, the Giants one, which is rare these days. So that was a nice you know, a couple of hours spent that wasn't a completely frustrating time. And
by how much?
By one score, by 7 points, you know, but they beat a formidable opponent, and it wasn't a pretty win. It was they won ugly, but they won.
Thanks, Pace win.
Yeah, it was like this, you know, somebody had to drag them through the finish line, but they pinky got through before the other play. Okay, so you made it, right? And then I have not been playing video games. I have a ton of video games, but I haven't been playing video games. Just don't have time for it. Don't think about it, whatever. Until we had Miss Sai. Oh, shit. Yes, on the show. And she voiced one of the characters of one of my favorite video games.
She did.
And she asked me to record it. So, because she's never actually seen the game and seen her part, which I think is just crazy. I think, like, they should... Even though, like, her role, it comes in and out, but they should at least, like, videotape the whole game and then, like, cut out the pieces that's her and give it to you. You know, like, or at least the music, because when you're in the video game and you're driving down the street and she's singing, you know what I'm saying? Like, give it a song. And it's good music. It's funny. The lyrics are kind of funny, but, you know, it. Is dope. Started videotaping for her, but that shit was just too long and dramatic to do, to be honest. So I had to play out the whole game, and it takes me forever to get to a game. So I started playing another game, and it was a part that I couldn't. There's a dog named Colonel Ridley that kept dying in this war. He was ambushed, and I couldn't get Colonel Ridley to live. And I kept bringing all the troops to try to save this damn dog. And he kept freaking dying. They kept killing him. And then this weekend, I saved Colonel Ridley. I felt like I really accomplished something there.
Okay.
So there was that. There was the Giants. There was Cheryl asked me. I think I told you some probably months ago that I needed to get 1,000 followers on TikTok so that I could go live on TikTok. So I finally got over 1,000 followers. And yeah, and then once I got over 1,000 followers, I didn't care anymore. I was like, okay, now I got it. And LaVon, I found a new therapist. Yes. And
wait a minute, is there something we can play for that? Like a bomb exploding or something?
Oh, okay. Let me
something like something cheery and like not want want want. Something like something like yeah. Like a 2-year-old baby shake.
How about just some applause for right now, cuz I wasn't ready for that. Not applause, but that's what I was doing before I got on, you know, a little rope burn.
Yeah!
Oh, that's funny. All right.
Mr. Jason, how did you not lead with that? Like, that's breaking freaking news. And first, let me say how happy I am for you.
Y'all are so funny. It's like, this chick needs some therapy bad.
No, wait. First of all, if I can, listen, you know what I think is really, like, really, which really sucky is that someone gets a new house, a new baby, a new job. We're like, congratulations. Ah. Someone gets something for the inside part. And what? Come on. S.T. Redenberg is anime. Yeah, I had a good day today. And I'm sucking down Seymour, so that always helps.
So, I got a new therapist, young girl. She's not a girl. She's a woman and a scorpion. Sure. Misty. She's a scorpion with deep dimples on each side. So in case you missed one,
Okay, all right, pause. pause.
What?
Therapists are should be inanimate. Damn, you know, you should not be looking at dimples and carrying on already. See,
I'm not carrying on.
There you go, getting ready to set yourself up. You know, you have this inner sabotager. So
don't you score?
Look, she says she loves dimples. Yeah, we all love dimples, but not on our therapist because we don't see them. We ain't in there for dimples.
I ain't there for the dimples, but they popped up. Hey, look.
She said, "Nah, they could be eye candy, Misty."
That's true. I didn't think of that, but you know, they could be. And
yeah, but see, eye candy could promote an ego coming out of the patient. So let's just keep it cute.
Especially this particular patient.
See what I'm talking about? See?
You know what's funny? I was trying to do the Now see, that's where I'm coming from. That's it right there.
Yeah,
get
but
you to
see,
the table. Bring the body and the mind shall follow. You see?
Listen, as long as you're in there talking, as long as you're in there peeling back the layers.
So what happened was I was trying
you
to.
You ain't in there not wanting her to see a layer because you got to stay a certain way for Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown therapist. No. You need Ethel, the 90-year-old therapist that's good at her shit and going to really make you work and peel back some of these layers. You don't need Foxy Brown therapist.
Ethel. Can I?
Yes, old name.
Can we just digress for a second? Since you said Foxy Brown?
Foxy Brown therapist.
Yeah. So maybe I'll save that. Okay. We need to start. We need like somebody to write down shit to come back to. Okay. But Foxy Brown, we're going to come back to that. So anyway, it was our first session this weekend or whatever. But if she is fine and telling you to cut your shit, that's hot and therapeutic. I feel you, Misty. I'm telling you, if somebody is fine and stern, that shit, that's hot. That is hot. That is intimidating.
Okay, I'm
going to
agree with you
way.
There. And that's it.
That shit will make you walk the line. Yes, ma'am.
Damn it, Misty.
No, it's true.
But as long as your ego is not prompted to come out of the little litter box.
Nah, man. I mean, she was good. She had me talking about my father, so it wasn't nothing sexy about that, you know. That is what it is. But, you know, she kept it real, and she, you know, she's fine. And she's fine. No, she's all right. But, you know, told you she's a sub.
What are we going to do with our chatterboxes, boy?
Yo.
Man, they tagged TV. Yes, you did. I swear, Misty J and LaVon need to have their stand-up routine together.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't get enough.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So.
Anyway, I was talking to her. And right at the end, so she said, so she asked me, you know, what's my plans for the rest of the evening? You know, what did I intend to do for myself on that particular evening or some shit like that, right? So I said, well, you know, it's funny. I have been waiting to reach 1,000 followers on TikTok. Now I got 1,085, and I don't want no part of them. She said, really, why not? And I said, because I got them now. You know? She said, well, what were you going to do? Oh, she was a little fanned out by, I was going to, see, I skip all over the place. I forget myself. I was going to tell you that initially I was going to speak to her on my laptop, but I couldn't get that together. So I had to use this system.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, my God, it sounds like you're in a podcast. I said, that's because I'm a podcaster and I'm using that equipment. She was like, she said, I have to remind myself that I'm not just listening to a podcast. I'm listening to someone's very layered and interesting story, you know? She said, you know, stop with that voice. I hear you. I hear you. I said, what voice? And she said, that one.
See?
She said, uh-uh. I can't help it. You know, they call me Silky Smooth. Are you taking notes? It looks like you're writing that down.
No, I ain't writing that shit down.
Nah, but, you know, I didn't get away with it, really, to be honest. It didn't work. So I was trying to digress, but it didn't work. So anyway, she convinced me. I said, yeah, I wanted to go live because when I wanted to DJ. You know, I wanted to mix for the people. I see, like, Walt DJs on TikTok. I wanted to, you know, just try my wares, you know? And she said, do it. Do it. Do it. You know what?
Hey, Deb.
I'll do it. And I did. And it was a lot of fun. And the people were really cool. And there were some people that I knew who told other people to join or whatever. And someone joined and was like, hey, Javon. And so I was, and also talking to people, and I was like, hey, what's up? And so one of my friends said, hey, how do you know her? She said, do you know her? I said, yeah, I believe I do. I know everybody, you know. I'm going to say, no, I don't know somebody. I know everybody. The fuck, right? So the young lady said, yeah, she knows me. She knows me from her show. Her show with Therese. And Ulysses, and sometimes Monifa. I was okay. Like, So, if you listening or watching now, hey! So that was fun. That was also fun. It was just like a lot of goodness. A lot of positive, like, just good stuff. Even therapy was good.
Good.
Even therapy was good. I mean, you know, getting called on your shit is necessary every now and then. And when it's done in a way that you can receive it, you know what I'm saying? Because if somebody calls you on your shit and you ain't ready, you don't, the tone of it or the something of it doesn't work right, then it doesn't work right. But if somebody knows,
you know, therapy is designed to interrupt. So, you know, all interruptions are not warm and fuzzy. Because life isn't warm and fuzzy all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes things have to, you know.
It has to hit you in a particular way.
Well, no, it should not. It should be the one thing, and that's based on how sometimes people need to hear things in order to receive it, and sometimes, you know, that proverbial brick wall, if we don't get it when people are whispering it, sometimes when it comes a little louder or comes a little way that, you know, jars us a bit, it could help that too. So it depends on the individual, and it also, because, you know, some of us like to have lessons 50 million times. I'm going to just point out that she said she cheated on us by having DJ set on TikTok instead of YouTube. Oh, I might be slightly offended or feeling FOMO.
Miss DJ, it's Javon again on TikTok. Okay? It's Javon again. It's not a secret. I would love to see you. That would be dope if you popped up. That'd be dope. I have not done it on YouTube very often recently, for various reasons. But Misty, we'll talk about it later. I don't know. It didn't occur to me. I feel bad now. You hear me? I feel like I'm talking to Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, you gonna go there too, LaVon? You supposed to be that was therapeutically good for me to branch out and do something on a, you know, that make me feel good or something. Aren't you? All right, yeah.
It's so funny. I have two TikTokers, and I feel like I'm on TikTok, and I'm not yet anyway, because I get so many of the TikTok things sent to my text message. Look at this, you know, and I'm like, and now Mo is on TikTok.
Yes, and everybody please follow Monifa, the cutest thing ever. She got vampire shit going on. She got her little TikTok dances going on.
We went to the virtual reality thing, and her team got out before us, and she's out in the parking lot, and the people from the inside are watching her do a TikTok in the parking lot because she propped her phone up and she just was doing something, some kind
of
dance.
I saw her.
I was like, boogie shoes or something.
Yes, yes. Like, I want to put on my boogie shoes. There she go.
I've never seen her so animated that way.
Yes.
But she actually likes TikTok. So I was like, really? She's like, you got to get on.
It is so fun.
Mila, you're missing it. And I can't even tell you. You didn't see it because you're not on it. I'm like, oh, God, TikTok. I thought that was a younger folks set.
Look, there's people older than me on there. And just like I did a little DJ set, and when I did my little DJ set, I was playing like 90s kind of music, kind of like hip hop and that kind of stuff. There was a lady, she must have been like 85 when I was scrolling through, and she was playing like disco from the 70s.
Oh.
She had the whole DJ set up and the lights going and shit, like disco lights. There's something for everybody on that thing. And every now and then, they have this thing called a For You page. So they pick up the metrics of what it is that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And so those sorts of things will land on your page.
Hmm.
Every now and then I end up on a goddamn MAGA page. And I see some shit, and I'm like, what am I doing here?
That's in your algorithms or something?
Maybe because sometimes people will duet a MAGA thing. Really, but the people on my page, they'll duet it to make fun of it or to show what they're talking about and what they're thinking, which can be a good thing. You should always know what the other side is thinking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you can camp out in their place without throwing up, you know, camp out. Check it out. I used to have a fetish for vampires. I just left that up there for that reason. I wanted to say that. Yep. Oh, why? TikTok is
fun. I remember when they first was, I don't know if that was more United States, you know, hubbub, but because TikTok is a Chinese company, they were saying that your information can be stolen through the TikTok thingy, and I was like, oh, that's it for me, you know. But so many, you know, so many people have not reported that. I don't know what to believe or not.
Yeah. It's possible, but we're so, if you're on social media at all, your shit is just out there. You're out there.
Yeah, true too.
You're out there. I mean, and
you too.
You know, for certain folk, I don't know one way or the other what's true and what's not. But people are concerned about being injected with something so that people could follow you like a device. Look, here's the device where they follow you. It's called a cellular phone. You carry it everywhere. What you're thinking is in here. Who you love is in, what you love is in everything. And you take it everywhere. They know exactly where you are, who you are, and what you do. It's in there. It's like Prego. It's in there.
It's in there. I've been seeing a lot of cooking lately, and I don't know if that's because I'm a foodie and I follow all the food, but I see a lot of people getting their turkeys together and stuff for Native American Day.
That could be hot. That could be hot. Well, I've been cooking too, Rez.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been teaching myself how to cook.
Oh, wow, look at this.
Out of necessity. You know, I told you I was going through, I think I told you I was going through some physical stuff, and I have to eat better, drink more water, take care. I just have to take better care of myself, you know?
Okay.
And so I have been cooking.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
I'm very pleased. I've been taking food to lunch to work with me, which is something I have never done.
Okay.
She said, if I could never see another cooking demonstration or dance routine.
Cooking relaxes me.
Or annoying child that is supposed to be cute.
There are some adorable children videos, though, I have to say.
Yo, TikTok. These people are just so darn blasted creative. There's a song by her. Tell me I'm the best I am. Something, whatever. However, I don't know how the damn song goes. But anyway, there's a TikTok dance that this young lady, she started, and now, you know, people are doing it and she's duetting it. You see people becoming, okay. So the song is an empowerment song, right? It's like, tell me I'm the best I am. I be feeling like, yes, I am. Those are basically the lyrics, I think. So the song is like, and the dance is like, you know, come on, show your wares, you know. So people have been doing it, and the girl, like it looks like a split scene screen the way we are right here. So she applauds these people, and there was this young lady who was a big girl, okay, a really, really big girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
First time she did it, you could see she was nervous and she half smiled and everything, and she put on it. She said, I was nervous, but I wanted to do it. And she got all of this positive feedback on TikTok for how she did it. And people were like, go ahead, queen, shine. And so she did it again in a different outfit with a smile. And she got more positive feedback. She kept doing it. Now every day there's a new, she does a new version. And it's just nice to see her blossom.
Aww. Nice. I like her. Yeah, I do. And I also like Snow Allegra. Love her. Her tone is bananas.
Snow
Allegra. Yeah, Allegra. She's dope. Another artist.
Picture up.
Did you hear about the, and I don't know why this made news the way it does, it could have been very, I don't know. I don't even know the word for it yet. But, you know, the New York Marathon was underway. And when I lived in Brooklyn, I used to like standing outside because the marathon would pass down our block. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I would do like the little mini hugs of water, have some out and just cheer them on and toss them so they can catch them, you know.
Nice.
But they had a woman that ran the marathon, and apparently, I don't know if she has some kind of condition, because she might, and if she does, that's more the reason not to report it the way they did, but they said that she, you know, had to poop, you know, excessively along the way, and to me, that says condition of some sort, but they actually wrote that in a headline, and I was like, wow, well, that's a little weird, you know, but she wanted to finish the race, and they called her something, queen of the porta potty, some craziness, you know, and said that she, you know, was doing this along the entire route. And I was just kind of like, really? Y'all couldn't find nothing else to report. And here I am talking about it, which doesn't make it any better. But, you know, that was like when you go surf, how the marathon did, you know. That's actually what they said. And, yeah, you're absolutely right, Misty. That is everything is shaken, not stirred when you run. Running kickstarts your system. Yeah, and it's actually
Came home, right?
That or somebody's within 5 miles of the front door, because he can sense us coming when we're up the street. He's very keen that way, that little one. He can't fight, but he has spidey senses that are crazy. But I guess that's that breed. I was reading it. I was just surfing for how everybody did, who won, you know, like what was going on. And exactly, like all things to lead with. Exactly. All things to say, they picked that, you know. But it was all good. So he's dazed high. I have him locked out right now because he was being really extra, and I just needed him to calm down. But I will tell him, you said hello.
Absolutely.
Give him a new hug.
So I want to share this.
Ooh, stir fry.
Yeah.
Some zucchini in there. I see some broccoli. I see some snow peas, some chicken, some onion.
Yep. So that's how your girl is living these days, mostly.
That's what's up.
Mostly.
That's what's up.
And the first time I cooked it, y'all would have cracked up. If I could have videotaped that, I know at least two chatterboxes that would have had a field day with me. But I had to call a friend. I had to phone a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the chicken is white. What am I supposed to do? She was like, okay, calm down.
White? First calm down.
Yeah, like first calm down. I was like, wait. I think it's going to burn. Well, where are you? I'm watching it. Well, then turn down the flame, maybe.
Well, I'll give you one of my Kiki White specials. First of all, I don't do no first of all. Larry.
All right, so
mm-hmm.
back to my weekend.
Yes.
So with all of those other wonderful things, I saw Chaka Khan.
Yes, you did. And how was that for you?
For me?
Did you talk about that in therapy?
No, I didn't.
Mm.
But I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something. And, you know, apparently there were two marathon stories about poop. Well, wow. There's that.
This is what our news is reduced to.
Our news is poop. I can't.
Y'all can't find Kamala Harris, but y'all can talk.
Find some poop, right?
Mm.
So, and you know what? Well, before I go there, I don't want to talk. Let me say this first. I felt a little bad for the other people in the theater.
Were you singing?
No. No. Mm-mm. There were all these people, like we were in the box seats, the first
mm-hmm.
level box seats in the first row. And it was really, really obvious. Chaka Khan was flirting with me the whole time.
Oh, well, how I know you would say that.
She was. The whole
time. Did Allison Williams say she going to send them in to you? She going to send them in to your house. She said she promises not to tell them where you went, but she gonna send them in to your house.
All night. It was just me and her there. I mean, Cheryl was there too. I knew that. But she, you know, was cool with it and everything. But it was very, very clear to me. And I'm sure people felt some kind of way about it.
You just can't help yourself. But I did see, I didn't get a chance to run through this year, but I did see some videos, some outtakes, mm-hmm. and the background singers.
Yes, Audrey and, oh my God, they were so good.
Cindy and first of all, Audrey Wheeler Downing, mm-hmm. we must get up on here.
Yes,
that damn woman.
Yeah.
Yes. Sang her.
It was outrageous,
people.
Outrageous. Chaka was in great voice, and you know, she was looking for me because usually I'm down there in the front, and I think our energies connected.
Oh my God.
And then I think she really relaxed because she felt me. She felt me in the audience. And
I have not. Have you, Javon?
I have not heard of this. What is this, LaVon?
Yes.
Do you want to call in and tell us about it?
Yeah. What is that? Daddy's Cult Girl Story? Mm-mm. I've been following the story from Howard University, though. About some children sitting out and on that lawn because of that whatever's going on over there, and you know, I just
what's going on? What happened?
Well, it seems to be an inequity of sorts, and the students aren't getting what they need, and you know, it's the students' job, and we are empowering them. Mm-hmm. To ask for what they need, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, because it's a lot more going on.
So they're striking the kids?
They are protesting, yes. It's like, what is happening, you know? And we have some faculty that are being paid an exorbitant amount of money.
Wow.
So clearly their needs are met, i.e. the president. Mm-hmm. But you got the kids camping out about the conditions of some of the services, including the dorms and things like that.
Oh, that's not cool.
So no, that
is
not
cool.
No. And it appears that there is some arrogance going on to addressing the needs or hearing them out. Now, I understand that some of the needs have been met from what has been shared. Now, I don't know for sure. Like I said, allegedly, I'm going to use that word. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, some of the needs have been met. But, you know, you have to go to the block and negotiate some stuff. And, you know, from what I'm gathering, and I, you know, again, I'm not there, I don't know, but, you know, all the feedback coming back from people that I do know that are there. And then whatever else is in the press. But yeah, it's kind of tricky over there right now, which is not cool. And, you know, it is what it is.
Wow.
Praying on LGBT BBWs. Praying on them?
Yeah. LaVon, if you can, call in and tell us more.
Yeah, please share what that is. Look up Angela Van Dusen.
Here's the number to call in.
Yeah, anybody with information about that. 347-996-5394. Again, that's 347-996-5394. And what is happening with this Angela Van Dusen person? 27 years old, and she's praying on the LGBTQ BBWs. Mm.
Yeah, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
In the meanwhile, I've been very concerned about this young lady. I think the community is concerned.
Oh, East Orange.
Yes. And she's been missing since October 14th. Yeah.
14. Near Poppy's Deli on Central Avenue in East Orange. Okay. Anybody that's seen Jashiah Moore? She's 14 and she's last seen at 10 o'clock in the morning on October 14th near Poppy's Deli on Central Avenue in East Orange. Please call 973-280-3392 or 862-755-7036 with any information. One of our babies is missing. This is not okay.
This is not okay. And I don't know the facts, obviously, but from what I hear, her mom is dating a police officer, and there's a lot of speculation.
Oh, boy.
And
hi, Kimberly.
This has not been in the news. That I've not seen it in the news, you know. But then a lot of our black women and girls go missing.
Yes, yes. Hi, Kimberly Callahan. Welcome. And thank you for signing on and subscribing. That's what's up. How'd you
yes.
hear about us?
How'd you hear about us, Kimberly? And welcome.
Welcome. They've been separated pending an investigation. Ah, okay. Oh, boy. She was married to an East Orange police officer. Aha.
And they've been separated pending an investigation into this? I mean, this needs to be all over the news. I don't understand. I don't understand. Well, I do understand. They don't give.
How did you get the flyer?
How did I find the flyer? Online?
Yes.
I saw it online.
Okay. So, but you've heard nothing about it in the press?
No. And when I saw it online, I shared it on my pages and so forth and so on, and I couldn't not share it here.
So the area that she disappeared, what? So, yeah, there are definitely cameras over near Seton Hall, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. One of my friends, years ago, we went to, her son was playing ball there, so we all converged to go see him, and you know, and some of them were plaque carriers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a tire was sliced, and they had that information by the end of the evening. Literally.
Oh,
I found
okay.
you looking for interviews. Oh, cool. Yeah, we had Dawn on.
Yes, and that's very interesting that you said that, Kimberly, because I started off the show with Dawn Robinson's intro, which is one of my very favorites, and I haven't looked at it in a while. But I'm so, so glad that you joined. We're so, so glad that you joined.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And please, you know, tell a friend. Tell a friend. But the only camera they have is from the bodega. How did you find the station, LaVon, since we're talking about it?
Similar fashion. Who are you Googling, LaVon?
Yeah, who were you looking for, LaVon?
Yeah, Dawn's dope.
Yeah, she's good people. She's good people. She's a great singer, and she's...
And she's a good time.
That she is, too.
She's a funny, funny soul.
That she is, too.
Yeah, she ain't taking no shorts, Dawn Robinson.
You know, I'm just saying. I don't know. So Chaka Khan. It's like almost like Tourette's or something.
It's not almost like it is.
I didn't even have anything else to say. I just wanted to feel her name coming through my lips. Hey, Pop.
Hey, Chulo. What's happening?
I am so glad you're here. Everybody has missed you, sir.
Yes. Have you seen Kamala Harris, Pop, anywhere? Just checking for a friend.
You know, I heard, which is so very interesting, that she and the coalition, the Black Women's Caucus, were the ones instrumental in getting this infrastructure deal done. It was Kamala Harris who led the Black Women's Caucus, who went to those Republicans and got them to sign off on this deal. And how much credit is she getting in the news for that? Is the truth. And it actually seeped out that it was her. Now, I heard it quickly on the news that it was her. I heard it quickly on the news briefly. It was like saying? Lela James opened for Chaka Khan. And Chaka Khan was fabulous. Oh, my God, Chaka Khan. I mean, how you just going to, wait a minute, wait. Didn't I hear you say Lela James opened? You know, but see, when you're watching the news, you can't say, wait, stop. Can you go back, rewind? How did that unfold? Tell me more. You can't do that. But, you know, but that's the way, look, being black, being a woman.
Yeah, I was looking for a lesbian podcast or something to say run by people that look like me that wasn't about boobs, hair, bundles, makeup, or the fucking Kardashians. Woo, baby. That's a word for your ass. Yeah. Yeah, I think, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to move on.
Wait. Is that what, that's what the other podcasts are about?
You know, one of the reasons why okay. Oh, man. I didn't even want to say this, but that's one of the, and it's not that I'm a sexual prude or anything. Far from it, actually. But that is, you know, oftentimes, what I have heard and seen in some cases, so I will say that there's some credit there, they tend to want to typecast anything LGBT in terms of podcasting and saying it's like they're salacious in content that way, or that, you know, it always ends up being something salacious. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, there's so much other stuff to talk about other than sex. And I just, don't get me wrong. It's not that I, you know, could not talk about it. But I was given an example when I was like, oh, come on. It may be one in a handful. You know, of course, I wanted to do the mindless defending in that. And I listened to one. Couldn't get all the way through it because I was just like, okay, this is all, you know, it's all dick and pussy after a while. Nobody want to, you know, I didn't, come on. You know, I'm just, yeah. I was like over it. And I just couldn't, you know. So it is what it is. Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. We love when we have good folk on that we can chat up with and, you know, just see how they were doing and bring them in and just, yeah, that's what's up.
We have a good time here on the show. We have a good time. Don't miss this coming Saturday. We have a young man coming on, Tito Sadir.
Tito.
His music is dope. You may or may not have heard of him yet. That's the other thing. Sometimes we are able to showcase people who you may not know.
You will, though, because Tito's doing his thing.
Yep, doing very well. Yeah, you know, and I love music. I mean, we both love music. We all love music. And yes. So we all try to get that.
Music.
Yeah, any kind of music. Well, most kinds of music.
Yes, and Lela James is a beast.
Oh, yeah.
And she was super, super high energy in Brooklyn.
Yeah, she did the damn thing.
Yeah, she's a good time. And that raspy-ass voice, I adore for sure.
Yeah, she has that nice deep thing going on. Then, of course, when I saw the thumbnail, I was like, holy shit! I know her! That's Terezi Poo.
Oh, no. She did not say that. Trust me.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said, LaVon.
No.
You said it was Terezi Poo?
No.
I was just acting out the part that you said.
She did not say that.
You know
yes,
what?
Correct.
Something about music, you know? Something about music. And even if we don't all enjoy the same type of music, we all love music, and since you're talking about music, let us
hit it, Ron.
Hit it, Ron. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Oh,
my face. Moving fast, got the Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. That we secure like the money in a set. I look like this, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm out of my way. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's hot and money pull up to the day. Girl, we so late, I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you.
When you know that this my song, this ain't pretty tonight to blow me up. I did my phone. Five shots, ready to party. Don't win it back, it's simple. Don't win it back like this, simple. Don't win it back like this, simple. Only a joke like physical. That's just how we do it. Not a rhyme or a reason. We signing broads in the front while you look off in the bleachers. We pulling up the way we do to keep the audience tweaking. The farther we going up, it's like the harder they wishing. If we see my titties, I tell them record it and keep it. A couple twins sitting pretty, no Victoria's Secret.
I'll be my face, moving fast, cause the Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. That we secure like the money in a set. I look like this, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's hot and when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we so late, I'm just with the crew. We're out here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you.
Girl, we so late,
I'm just rolling with some bronze that got pretty toes with me. SWV pumping out the black 450. I got my brothers Keith and Eric Sermon on deck. No matter what the media hype, you still get wrecked. We trying to eat and trying to be consecutive with the rock. Call my tempers down low cause Biggie Smalls was enough. Save your beat for the Vikes and broccoli. I lose my cool for getting the cheddar. So I suggest you better.
People say when love comes your way, you will know how to take it. Others say you won't know, so just forget until you make it. In my case, I wouldn't know how to recognize. If you look me in the eye, but what I do know is my cover is blown. I come over strong when you come around. I love my heat when you're around. I can't help myself. No, no.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace the lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. Took the honey, getting money for your niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Why? Cause I see some lady tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Move it, move it, move it, move it, move it. But in my heart you came and I closed the door. And now I see that sorry girl look, look in your eyes. I know she's back in town again.
Don't let her back in our lives. Don't tell me that it's over.
I always play that one for you, Rez.
Yes.
I know that's your jam right there. I can tell when it's your jam.
Yes, I like that one, and I also like the version that Phyllis Hyman did as well.
Okay.
Yeah, she cuts that one to the rug. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I might want to know, how do you know the zodiac sign of your therapist?
How do I know? I could tell. She didn't want to tell me.
Yeah. Inanimate.
I could tell.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Sonia.
Sonia Moore. What? I miss you too. Where you been?
Yeah, Sonia, where you been, girl?
What's up?
What's been up to?
Sips tea, I swear.
Yeah, we already took her through that part, Pop. Mm-hmm. Because she was talking about dimples. And, yeah, we already said,
Look.
First visit, that's a lot.
You got to know yourself. I will open up to her. Quicker than... Because I like her. If I didn't like her, I couldn't do it.
Stop putting limits on yourself, please.
I like her, and that's why.
Stop putting limits on yourself.
Mhm. I know when I'm comfortable. See, and if I'm not comfortable, I remove.
Stop it.
Nope, that's the truth. That is so the truth. If I'm uncomfortable, I bounce, which may not be good. It's almost like fight or flight. Peace, I'm out. I have no need for it. I'm too old for this shit.
See what I'm saying? See, and then you capped it off with, see what I'm saying? You just look.
Were you open to her therapist as you peel your onions on the show?
You said that, Pop, right?
No.
Oh.
Taisha. Uh-huh.
By a show of hands, how many of you out there, how many of you chatterboxes appreciate and understand the need for therapy? Just by a show of hands. By a show of hands. Boo-doo-boo.
Appreciate the need for therapy.
Boo-doo-boo-doo.
Well.
Oh, there we go. And see Misty raised three hands. No, cousin. You go with the discomfort. It pays off in the end. Yeah.
I mean.
It does. It's not an easy process. It'd probably be the most worthy process.
I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Now.
Well, why?
Now,
why?
Because I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to no.
Why though?
No.
Why though?
No. That.
Why?
No, we're not picking you, LaVon. I mean, and really, to be honest, I'm not comfortable with her either yet, you know? But
everything is not going to be comfortable. You know, sometimes therapy is a very painful, gut-wrenching process, because to pull off that shitty-ass pamper that we've been wearing most of our lives, you know, yes, it's going to be cold when your butt hits the breeze and the warm air and someone starts to wipe, because poop, let's just face it, sitting in a poopy pamper feels good after a while. Even though it stinks, you can't smell it no more when it's on you. But when somebody lays you on your back, peels that pamper off, wipes you down, washes you off, and puts on a new one, there's no better feeling than that. You know, you have a baby and they just, you like, oh, you stink. And they're like, you start to change them and they want to get all irascible and everything. But then after that, they sleep like a baby.
Yes. You know, here's the thing. I feel you on that one, Miss D.
Call it the poopy pamper.
She really took it there. Different strokes for different folks. Different things work for different people. I know me.
You know the old you.
No.
You know what you're used to.
I know me. And the thing that has always motivated me to move, I know me. And as much as I'm where I am right now, and I have more hills to climb, the ones I got over, I know how I got over them. Everybody, you have to know yourself. You have to know what works for you. And I know me. We'll check in. We'll check back in. We'll see how I'm doing. Come on, Javon. I understand it's a discomfort feeling.
Well, sometimes you just have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Peel those layers like an onion.
No, but the ultimate question is how's that working for you?
What do you mean?
Just that.
What? How what's working for me?
How is you being you
mm-hmm.
working for you?
It's okay. It's pretty good, actually. I'm good with me.
So then why is the therapist? And why is the therapy at all?
Just to get even better. But I'm just saying, I've come a mighty long way. And if I want to go a little further, I'll check out therapy. But, I mean, so I'm doing it. First of all, if the therapy doesn't work, if therapy doesn't work, or if this therapist doesn't work for me, then I move on and get a different one.
Yes.
If this one works, then hallelujah. That's all.
But the last
one did not have dimples and was boring. And
first of all, the therapist is not there for the work you are. You know,
yeah. Well, guess
so they're
what?
Not there to they're not there to tap dance for you. You know, you have to do the work.
I get that, but nobody was doing no work. It just wasn't working. I know me. I do not have answers for.
Yes, she does.
That's the wrong answer.
She sure does. Getting over and through are two different things. Oh, yes, they are. True. The eye chatter boxes are everything.
The number to call in is 347-996-5394.
I feel you hold me in the pouring rain.
How deep is your love tonight in the basement?
See how she do? See how she just swiped us all like... She's willing to go as deep as the dimples. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes, yes, and yes. That part there.
Well, you know.
But what if, Javon, what if everything that you're going through is preparing you for what you asked for?
That's probably true. That is probably true. That statement that you just said.
I'm just saying.
Everything that I'm going through is preparing me for what I asked for. Who I am today and everything that I've done up until this point got me to where I am today, which honestly is not a bad place. I just want to go further.
Okay.
And it's cool, you know? sometimes I don't know how to express to y'all, what kind of word is that, y'all? What is it I'm thinking? But I know myself, and I don't like to waste my time. So I know I'm doing what I'm doing for a reason. And I know what works for me.
You know what you're used to.
And I know who I am. That's the other thing. You know, you got to be true to yourself. And you got to see, the other thing is, like, you have to be able to also sense who's not going to take your crap.
Well, why are you giving crap? You're there for your...
Because I know who I am. I am who I am. So there's a... Okay, so...
Going in when you know you need something and giving everybody crap about it.
I'm not giving everybody crap about it.
But you just said takes your crap. Evaluate. Elaborate on that.
You know, some things are not easy for me to talk about, and so I may dance around it. But there's only but so much dancing that needs to be danced. And if you're not, you could be as fine as you want to be. If you're not smart, then you're wasting your time and you're wasting my time, and this will not work. That dimples, no dimples, it won't make a difference. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be smart for me to trust you. And to open up, why am I not opening? I mean, whatever. For me to really work with someone, I have to trust this part. I have to really, and that's just how I am.
It's starting to feel, and correct me,
and it's
you will.
Not like I'm trying to manipulate anything except myself.
Right.
Who I'm trying to manipulate is myself. Because
right. And
we can outsmart ourselves, is all I'm saying. Can outsmart myself.
You know how when your mother used to say to you, well, I'll just keep it on my mother because she used to say it to us. When we tell her, you know, I don't want to go to, why'd you cut class? Because I don't like the teacher. She would go, you know, the teacher got her degrees. What are you doing? She's not there to be liked by you. She's not your friend. You need to go there and get what you need out of the session, out of the class. You know, see, let me find out you missed a class. Teacher, I got, you know, because that was one of, well, I'm not going to blow her up, but that was a classic, that teacher don't like me. I don't care if the teacher don't like you. What? I don't care if the teacher does not like you. She's not there to be your friend. Your therapist does not have to. You don't have to like your therapist. As long as they provide a safe environment for you, it's what it is. Safe environment for you to do your work. Homework. Things like that.
The basis of all negative emotions is fear.
It's fear.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Facts.
Thank you.
Going in, giving crap, testing the waters is a control mechanism and is the born of fear. Oh.
Do it.
Hands. Yes.
Did I say this girl was my friend? Did I say she was? Why y'all always?
She doesn't even really have to be. I mean, she has to provide. Her job is to provide a safe environment to help you feel.
Let me just say that. Y'all, I said the young lady, she's not a girl. I keep wanting to say girl because she's younger than I am. And which, that's amazing that I'm even sitting with someone so young, okay? Because I have these.
What do you mean?
I just, I'm an ageist. No, I'm not. Not really. Not really. Sometimes I say things. You know what? This show is not about my brain.
Jealousy equals fear. Anger equals fear. Mm.
That's true. Jealousy.
Yeah, fear.
Anger.
Fear is the root for a lot of shit.
Anger also is manifested by hurt feelings. Hurt. Because, you know, that when if, for the most part, I know for me, if I'm mad, it's because underneath that, my feelings are hurt. That somebody did or said something, how dare they? Angry about something, you know, like how dare you? That's terrible that you would do such a thing, you know?
Hmm.
I'm hurt.
And you can still chase that down, too, because then the next question is, what are you hurt about?
Yeah, yeah. But that's one of those, just an emotion, the anger, you know? It upset, not mad, mad. Those get mad. Yes, Grandpa. Pops.
That was me for a very long time. My anger did still, you know what, Misty, I identify there.
Pop someone in the face. No.
Yes, I'm right. I just, but I know I have an adverse reaction.
But why do we get angry? Why be angry? Why want to pop somebody in the face?
Yeah, it's not good. I therapized over that.
I mean, there must be something under it.
Yeah.
Right? Is it fear or...
Well, in that case, no, it was, yeah. You know, for me, you know, and I did do anger management therapy, you know, I did do, and that was some of the rue in my twist as I believe in therapy. I believe in getting the shit up off you at all costs. You know, I see life sometimes as we are, what do you call that stuff, that goop that the kids play with,
mm-hmm.
rolling around in our day, just picking up all kinds of stuff attached to you. And depending on what kind of work you do, you know, when you hear situations and, you know, and I used to have a trigger for the babies, you know, mess with one of my kids and you had to see me in a way that was not cute, you know. So, you know, having to put that in perspective, because that just didn't feel good on my inside. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, your kidneys and your liver and your stomach and stuff is saying to you, hey, we have nothing to do with what's going on the outside. Why are we feeling so upset? Why, you know, why is your head pounding? Why is this, you know, because you're processing things, you know, and you want to make sure that you are that is constant maintenance, you know, in certain fields, you know, therapists need therapy. You know, you have to dump the stuff, period. It just, you're not useful because you're processing through old lenses, you know, and you're processing in and around your landmines, your personal landmines. And that's not good. You know, I remember, you know, and I didn't see it at the time, but I had a colleague that I asked to swap in for me because the person that came in for an interview or an intake appointment had come to us from the prison system, and he was in there for touching a kid. Mm. And, you know, you get the intake packets and you have an opportunity to read them. And I was like, oh, I can't do this one. You know, I can't do this one. You know, I'd already summed it up that I couldn't do it, and she challenged me. She said, well, you know, there's going to be plenty of people that come in with that. You know, you're going to have to find a space for it, you know. And I just, you know, and this was early in my career, and I was like, I'll give them to you. You know, I was very adamant that I was not doing that, you know, because I had that was in my area. So what I decided to do is, because I couldn't control the folk or when they wanted to share that particular part, because, you know, sometimes you discover things about folks in their journeys that is not written in those
mm-hmm.
intake packets.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you don't want to stumble into anything that's going to trigger you, you know. So I had to work on my triggers. I had to work on my triggers enough to make sure that I was able to do the protocols for when folk had to do things where they were reporting, you know, you don't, and to be able to monitor them accordingly, you know, particularly when they're in things like housing programs and you don't want, and you see like a whole bunch of traffic going in and out of the apartment, you need to know how to circumvent that, you know, and get them in places that may be healthier for them and make sure, you know, the follow-up is done, you know, and get them assigned to someone who's able to do that as opposed to, you got to know, you just have to know. And I had to learn how to grow that up and deal with it. And therapy was great for me there because I could get out all of my shit without losing my job.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah,
you know.
It's not easy. It's not easy. Yeah. It's not easy. But you did it.
Well, I did it enough to be helpful, you know. I never, one of the biggest things in my career as a social worker, I didn't ever want to be a hypocrite, and I did not want to leave with more scars than I came in with, you know, particularly because, you know, wasn't nobody calling us to no parties, let's face it, you know, externally. When you went in, and then I went into, crisis work was my thing. So I was able to, cause, you know, for one stage it was, you know, long-term care, aftercare, that sort of thing. And then I went into crisis work, and that was a doozy. And you need sabbaticals in crisis work. You need a lot of self-care in crisis work. And I found myself able to get to things quick, you know, get in and then set them up with appropriate stuff for long-term care, you know. And yes, we are fighters. We are liberty and justice, which sometimes is Levon. One of the things that I'm challenged by, I am a true Libra in that sense. My liberty and justice for all was a source of my anger too, you know. When we're in that space where we are trying to be the cherub of justice, let something happen. Oh no, we are there and we are searching through angles and all kinds of stuff. That story I shared during our last session, Javon, that was a true story about that attorney and I in that hallway. Mm-hmm. True story, you know. True story. I was like, look. And he was giving me all the pushback, and I was like, listen to what I'm saying to you, though. This is how we're going to handle this together. And he flipped script on me.
I bet.
He went from what my client was. So I was like, oh, really? You know, and I said it to him at the bench in front of standing. And I was like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I did, actually. But, yes, an absolute protector. That's honestly, that, you know, not that I'm putting it out there, but one of the surefire ways of getting to me is fucking with somebody that I love.
Yeah.
I'm there like this. Oh, I don't have it all the way on.
Hold okay, on. Don't take it off.
No, I don't have the other Therese, side.
Remember?
No, I'm going to do this.
Oh, okay.
My black hoodie.
You're about to become the Grim Reaper out this mold.
My black hoodie is on. I'm like, hold on. What? They did what?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll be right there. Let me find my other sneaker.
I'm serious. This book.
Aha.
I've read it. I actually now have it on audio, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's on my shelf.
You got another Libra in the house.
When's your birthday, Kimberly? You're in October or September, Libra?
And LaVon, you're a Virgo, right? She's a Virgo?
LaVon is, I believe she is a Virgo. Yes. I believe she is a Virgo. Why do I think that? Yes.
Right? I think she's one. I think she's a Virgo.
My brain goes fudge after certain.
Everybody points. Put your sign in the comments. Pop, we know you a Leo.
October. Oh, you too, Black Anonymous? Damn.
Oh, this is the Libra show. Yes,
Virgo, yes.
Virgo.
Thinkers, Virgos.
They uptight, though.
They're what? No, they're thinkers. Virgos are processors.
Like, everything must be in order. Everything must be in order. Everything must be in order. Everything must be in order.
You know who one of my favorite Virgos is? Selena Johnson. She's a true Virgo. Ooh, she's a processor. She's a thinker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. She's a Virgo.
one of my favorite Virgos. My therapist is a 60-year-old Jewish lady because I know me. I love women, and I'm not above flirting for 45 minutes, even if I'm paying. Oh, hilarious. Taisha, you're a Virgo, too? I mean, you're a Libra.
Libra, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
October or September? The October Libras are bomb.
Are they?
Yes. September Libras are coming off the Virgo, so they could be a little cagey. They're a little, you know.
I want justice, but it must be in order.
Yeah. And they tend to not be as ferocious. Those October Libras you have to be careful with.
Yeah, I think November Scorpions are the sexy ones. You know?
November Scorpions?
Yeah, those October Scorpions are the mean ones.
Yeah, it's my mother.
The sexy ones are November.
Although my mother's not mean, she's just not warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I mean, perceived to be mean. Let's put it like that. Not that Scorpions do mean spirits.
No, she can be mean. She can be mean. You rub her the wrong way, she will get at you.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, she can get at you. Everybody generally says, when I first meet her, I don't know because she's not giving you warm and fuzzy. And then they go, oh, I love your mother. Mm-hmm. But she's not immediately. You don't love her immediately. No. Love you, Mom, but it's true.
That's Juanita.
Spends most of her time laughing at me, which is funny.
Yo. Do we want to do, we don't have to, but if you'd like to, we can do a Black History moment.
Yeah, of course. I'm never going to deny a Black History anything.
Ah, she's September. September.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are the thinkers.
Okay, so let's see what we got today. Okay, so November 10th, the Wilmington, North Carolina coup d'etat, the first real coup of 1898. What may have been the United States' only coup d'etat began on November 10th, 1898 in Wilmington, North Carolina. It is estimated that between 14 to 60 African Americans were killed, although the exact number may never be known. It was probably a lot more than that. The violence continued for several days, with African Americans being forced to flee the city for their lives. In the violence that occurred, when up to 2,000 white men burned down the city and North Carolina's only African-American newspaper, the Daily Record. These events occurred 2 days after an election that had placed a fusionist white mayor and biracial city council in office. The organized mob removed the elected officials from office with assistance from the Wilmington Light Infantry, they were called the WLI, and Federal Naval Reserves. That's right. It was the government. Over 2,000 African Americans permanently left Wilmington after the white mob's assault on them and its forcibly removing the biracial city government and replacing it with members of the segregationist 19th century Democratic Party. Wilmington had been North Carolina's largest and most progressive city with a majority African-American population. There was a growing African-American middle class that included many business owners as well as African-American policemen and firemen. This tragic incident creating a change in some of the progression that had occurred in the South with Reconstruction. Other areas around the country viewed Wilmington as a green light to clamp down and suppress African-American political, business, and social freedoms. this is one of those things that is rarely, if ever, spoken about, not taught in schools, and it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time Black people built their own communities, it's post-Civil War, and tried to, you know, start it from scratch, from nothing, with nothing, built their own communities.
Yep.
Angry mobs of white men would come and burn it down. And sometimes, like in this instance, with the aid of the federal government. This is why, you know, those who forget are doomed to repeat.
Facts.
Okay? So.
And those who do, it'll happen again, not just to the people that forget, but the people can get away with it again, too.
Exactly. So. If you've been paying attention to what's going on politically in the country, there's a movement to realign. They call it gerrymandering, right? I can never think of how to describe that. So, but they're redistricting states and counties so that the Black and brown vote won't count as much. They're trying to thwart the Black vote to stop you from voting. You need to get out there and you need to vote. Also, the last administration put a bunch of judges in, and you're seeing it play out, like in this Kyle Rittenhouse trial. This kid that went to the protest and started shooting people. And walked away calmly, and the police gave him some water, and he drank the water, and then he went home, he went to bed. The next day, the police came, and he said, okay, I'll go. And they were like, okay, come on. And now the judge is saying, and to the prosecution, and don't call the people he shot victims that he murdered. Oh, you can't say he murdered them. But you can call them looters, thugs. You can call them that. We have to, this 2022 election is going to be just as important as 2020, if not even more so. Elections have consequences. Every time I see something like what happened in Wilmington, you know, it reminds me that they would love to do that kind of stuff now.
And you are correct, Kimberly. There are Black Wall Streets all over. Tulsa was one of many.
Exactly. Yeah. That Rittenhouse case right now is a shit show. And
yeah,
I'm getting tons of crap about it on Twitter because, yeah, I went there. You know, I don't normally get myself in the middle of the blah, you know, going back and forth with people, but I don't give a shit. It's to the point that if you don't speak up, if you don't, you know, try to bring some voice of reason into it, then you're just letting it happen.
Yeah.
Bye, LaVon.
Yeah. Bye, LaVon. Have a good night.
See you
Hugs
next
to
time.
Bay.
Hugs to Bay. What's up, Bay? Woo! Yeah. So, yeah. And now he's sitting up there. Hey, Orlando.
Hello, Victor Orlando. Can I tell you, Victor made my night the other night?
How so?
He made my night. I was up, like I told you, I have these spells where I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he must have been up. Clearly he was. He sent me in the video, in my inbox, a moment with him on stage,
mm-hmm.
called on stage by the Escovedo family.
Yeah.
I love every last one of them, from Pete on down to Sheila, from Peter Michael, all. I love that entire talented percussion playing family.
Absolutely.
And Victor got on there and he was playing with his bare hands and just
working it, and it brought me so much joy to watch. Thank you so much. And that was in Oakland for your birthday.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, thank you for sharing it. And I'm glad you said that. I wish I had remembered to make it so that I could play it. But we'll play it. We'll play it for my birthday. And Victor, I want you to roll by Saturday the 20th. We're gonna have the link up for everybody, and just stop by and say hey. It's gonna be sort of like a party. And everybody just come by. Whoever,
yes.
You know, we're going to have the link there, and we want to see you on the screen here.
Hello, Lulu.
Lulu?
Yeah, well, Terry Thorpe is Lulu, a.k.a. Lulu.
Why do I think that was you?
No, that's Lulu.
Lulu.
Love and light to you too, Lamb Chop.
Hey, Lamb Chop. I haven't like invited people and all this other kind of stuff, but whoever rolls through, you know, and it'll just be up there. It'd be nice to be surprised that you actually click the link and I get to see you.
Yeah.
So, and let background Betty know too. I'll send her a text, but she never looks at her text, so what's the point of that?
Well, she does eventually, just not
in real time, right?
Yeah, because sometimes if she's in the lab, if she, you know, depends on what's happening. And these days she's in the lab a lot and or doing writing stuff. So
that's what's up. Keeping busy, doing it, being creative.
Mm-hmm.
That is a nice job to have. I'm just creative. What do you do for a living? Oh. I create shit. Yeah, I sing and I create.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to, because we need to be entertained, goddammit. And not only entertained and schooled.
Yeah, they had a shout out to Patterson, I believe it was. They had an event today that got postponed to speak with kids. She is inserting more of those in her schedule these days, which I actually love.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
Yeah, she's definitely keeping it very youth oriented. You know, because you know, I guess she's tired of hearing her wife saying, "We are the adults have failed our kids." You know, and she loves kids too. You know, so. You know, just any time you can give something back that you were given to whom much is given, much is required. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I think that's something we all have in common, the three of us at least. You know, I can't speak for everybody, but we love the youth. And I was going to say.
Although I have a great niece who doesn't spend any time with me. I'm just going to put that out there.
Is that Lulu?
No, Lulu's not my great niece. Lulu is my niece.
Uh-huh.
But Lulu has baby Bella.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, she's very shady.
Oh, shady baby.
Yeah, she's shady baby. She won't, and you know, and she has her own dialogue, and she's super duper duper smart. And she don't want to, I can't go take her for ice cream or anything.
Why not?
So one day I'm just going to throw a pillowcase over her head and drag her out of the house, kicking and screaming. She'll calm down when we get outside.
What's up, baby brother, cousin Corey?
Baby brother, cousin Corey.
Corey, you come through on November 20th also. It's my birthday, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the link up so everybody can just join.
Oh.
Just come through and say happy birthday. Is that brave?
No, that was I collect those little clamps, and I have literally an entire shopping bag full of them.
Clamps.
And,
what do you do with the clamps?
I have a bag this big that just got knocked over. It's just all clamps in here. All different sizes. My files and stuff. All different size clamps in this bag. and knocked it over. So some spilled out onto my floor that I have to pick up in a few.
It's wherever you are, Corey. It's going to be right here on this screen.
You know she ain't leaving the basement, Corey.
Yeah, so all you have to do is log on to this show, and I'm going to have a link to the show up here. Oh, all them clamps.
Clamps. I have, that's part of my keeping the things and then having them go up in a tree, and you have to make it creative or it gets monotonous. Clamping things together, cord stuff, you know. Yeah.
Keeping things together.
Clamp it down.
Well, you know, anyway, I don't know what else to say except I'm really grateful. I had a really great weekend. Nice. I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to finally get my oil changed. I'm going to do some PB, personal business. I'm feeling good. I'm healthy. Grandma's happy. Mom is okay, you know?
Nice. Oh, why don't we share this? We got this information in.
Share it.
All right. So why don't we share this?
Share it.
There is a job fair coming up.
Job fair.
Yes. And it is being thrown by Rock Nation and Reform Alliance together. And they are Team Rock. It's a New York job fair at Madison Square Garden from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, of course, you know, to be in any New York venue, you have to be vaccinated. However, it is a job fair, and for the job seekers, there'll be thousands of entry-level jobs available at the job fair, as well as career readiness resources, including professional hire, resume building, expungement services, and more. And I like that expungement services, because if anybody has a little blemish on your public record, you know, they have expungement services there, and you have to RSVP. So what we can do is we can put the link on the basement Facebook page. So if you know any youth looking for a job, you know, or if you want to donate items, you can email jobfair@weareteamrock. That's We Are Team Rock, R-O-C, so like rock. jobfair@teamrock.com, R-O-C. That's how Rock is spelled. And, you know, of course, you got to do the protocol to make sure, you know, and, you know, children under age 12 can attend with a vaccinated adult. But children 2 to 11 will need to wear their masks inside the venue, just to let you guys know. Let me see if you got that. Job fair.
Expungement services is real nice.
It's actually jobfair@weareteamrock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me fix that.
Yeah.
Job fair.
Please give my loved ones hugs for me. Hi, Lena.
W-A-R-E?
We are A-R-E. Team
Rock.
R-O-C.
Okay, gotcha. There you go.
There we go.
Expungement services, man. I like that. I like that.
Yes, because, like, you know, you pick up those little petty LaBelle things along the way, and you just want to get them. Yes, expungement services. Now, that's something to go and check out and see. I think that needs to be something that happens on a regular, particularly some of these dats or things that you may have picked up along the way. Get them shits off.
Exactly.
Talk to somebody about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like it too, Corey. For sure.
Yep. All right, so winding down. I am in the mood, you know, Shaka Khan. I am in the mood for, I don't know what. I think I'm in the mood for Shaka Khan. You know what? I'm not going to say it, but.
It ain't all good.
I'm telling you, Rez. There's chemistry there. There always has been, and there always will be.
The little men are coming for you.
Just feel bad. People paid a lot of money, and she was only singing to me. It was just like,
oh,
I felt bad for them. And a cousin of mine said, "Hey, cuz, I was at the concert." I said, "Oh, yeah." I know. I know. I mean, I didn't know you were there, but it must have been at least nice to watch, though, right? Because.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there's a pill that you can take.
Therese. It's dark.
You're only silent because, like, there's no, you cannot deal. You cannot, it's only silent, Corey, because there's no response for Javon's psychosis. You just have to let it run its course.
No. Misty, this is only Shaka. There's only, come on.
Shaka Khan is one of the greatest voices on the planet.
Everything on the planet.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have you all read her book, Through the Fire? It's a great, it's probably the best book I've ever read. It's all about Shaka Khan. I mean, that's like the best book ever. I mean, okay, so there's the Bible, but oh my God, Through the Fire. Yeah. And she's just beautiful.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she wore pants. Nice pants.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
She did. She wore nice pants.
Shaka looks amazing. Yes, she does.
She does.
And sounds
and
even
her
more.
Hair was blowing in the wind as she sang to me.
So, were you able to get out of the mass transit? Because I know it was packed in there. It looked like y'all were having a good old time, too.
You know what? I parked on the street.
Oh.
Right around the corner.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Usually they have that all locked up over there.
Parked right around the corner. And it was like, it's like the fates. You know, just made a way out of no way so that the inevitable could occur, you know? It's, you know, when the stars are aligned, what are you going to do? You know, it's just...
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Sade. And shout out to Sheila. Yes, Sheila E is one of my faves, actually.
Yeah, Sheila E is the bomb. Sheila E, yeah, she's dope. She's dopeness.
You want to see me lose my mind back in the day and still, if it comes on, throw on Love Bazaar. That was
my... Oh, my God. That is the jam. That's a jam right there. That's a
bomb. Oh, my God. Just the beginning, you know. And when you have a sound system with Love Bazaar coming through, not like Glamorous Life 2 now, but
yeah.
Something about
but
that.
Love Bazaar.
Just nasty. One on nasty cut.
And to see her playing. Oh, my God. See her on percussion.
Yeah, like she man, listen. And I would love for Sheila to do a book full of pictures, and just she's got a story to tell. Yeah. She has had an amazing journey. Her father too, Pete.
Yeah. But an audio book and let her play while she's talking about gigs. Oh, something. This makes me nervous, Misty. But but I appreciate it.
Incidentally, for the young lady that is missing that we posted, there is a reward for information that is listed now for her whereabouts.
Good.
So they are for Josiah Moore, the 14-year-old girl that's missing from East Orange. There's the reward currently is up to $15,000. And, you know, and anyone, again, that has any information and or any tips, please call 877-TIPS 973-266-5041 or 973-280-3600 or 862-755-7036. And that is a picture of Josiah. And she was last seen on October 14th, about 10:30 near Poppy's Deli on Central Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey. So please, 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 let's just pray this baby is found soon and is okay.
Exactly. And with that, I think it's time to say goodnight, and thank you all for listening, watching, and we will see you on Saturday with Tito's Sadir.
Yeah, peace party, people. See you.
Men and women unite. Men and women unite.
For me, in a sense that I had played with music and musicians that was of that caliber prior to joining Slave. So, and I think like a jazz musician. I'm known more from an R&B, funk, rock kind of cat, but like a jazz musician. So, you know, I'm into taking chances, which others would say are taking chances. I say I'm just continuing to evolve. And so that's how I was able to go into Hall of Fame one, and then they said Atlantic Records goes, you know what, if you give us another watch in you, it's a done deal. And I said, well, first of all, I already did watch in you. That's already there. I'm not trying to duplicate Slave. If I was going to do that, then I should stay. I mean, I'm not going to try to duplicate Slave and I'm not in Slave. That's ridiculous to me. Because I was hearing other things. I didn't leave because we were against each other. I left because I knew it was an evolution that I still needed to do as far as my growth, business-wise, too. So, yeah, so I went ahead and said, way out, where you never been before. And, you know, and it doesn't sound like watching you. It doesn't sound like Wait For Me. It's its own thing. And I really had to stick to my guns on that because I said, listen, a lot of people underestimated me because I was the drummer that came in. So, okay, then you start singing and then, okay, new writing, okay. Now you're doing your own thing and we're telling you here's the way to go and you're like, nah, I'm going way out. So that's kind of how that went. Okay. Yo, hi, this is Steve Arrington, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, and we going way out.
Hi, this is Mason, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
Leon, over some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here with me. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some.
I'll definitely
get an address. I'll send y'all some.
You can
send me some cologne,
cause
I mean,
I,
you know.
Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I wanted to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
Latan, so,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.
Mm-hmm.